You're now listening to Bonus Tracks, a short-form program hosted by our Future of Radio youth broadcasters. In this episode, DJ Electric Landfill sat down backstage at the High School Battle of the Bands to speak with Lunar Excursion Module about songwriting techniques, early influences, and more.
I am with Lunar Excursion Module, and this is an interview at Battle of the Bands. So how are we today?
Good, a little nervous, but that's fine.
They're hyped, it's fine.
Yeah.
We're so excited.
So how'd you get into the Battle of the Bands? Like, how'd you get this opportunity?
Yeah, I heard about it through a news article, but that had it was a news article from, I can't remember where, but it had our friends who are in the band Public Freakout were interviewed in them, and I thought, that's great. So at the time, Lunar Excursion Module was just Lucy's solo project.
It was just me.
She would go out to do local shows just acoustic or with a backing track. And so I suggested we get a full backing band together to join the Battle of the Bands tour. She was like, yeah, awesome.
Like, yeah,
and then
for sure.
We hastily scribed it together, yeah.
So yeah, it started as a 5-piece and now it's down to a 4-piece.
So what got you into music in the first place, Lucy?
No, I've been listening to music for like my entire life. There are songs that I was listening to when I was like 5 or 6 that are still mainstays of my playlist.
Hmm.
And then when I was, I want to say 8 or 9, I picked up my dad's old purple Telecaster and I started trying to play Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes. And that Christmas, my parents bought me a tiny little PV guitar and amp. And I just completely focused on that.
Okay, when writing the song, what comes first, the melody or the lyrics? And then talk us about how getting a song is written. Like, how do you write a song?
Melody, for sure. Because I'll be just sitting around finding cool chords or riffs to play. And then I'll be like, that's cool. And then I'll go to bed. And then I'll wake up and I'll be like, oh yeah, I remember this. Maybe it was like 3 weeks ago that I wrote it. And I'm like, I'll write some lyrics for that. I wrote some lyrics. Sometimes I'll go on places like Logic, and I'll just make a cool-sounding backing track, and then I'll be like, this is great, I should turn this into a full song. So it's melody first, for sure.
And then, so how did you turn these individual songs into a full album? Like, how did you build an album out of this?
That's a good question. So, the first song I wrote was called Blood Lover. I wrote it when I was like 12, honestly, and then the lyrics really haven't changed from that. And so I finished that song and I was like, wow, this is fantastic. I should just keep going. And so I did, and I wrote more and more songs. It went from like a 14-song album to a 9-song, to like a 10-song when I stole one of Rowan's songs. And the process was, you know, kind of weirdly easy. Like, I was just suddenly like, oh, I guess I'm making an album now with all these songs that I happen to have. And so I started recording with Rowan here, who was producing, and eventually over the summer we ended up banging out an album.
Great. Thank you, Lunar Excursion Module, for doing this interview. And that's all we have for today.
For the full interview and for more episodes of Bonus Tracks, head to kxci.org.